Good evening, slave. I like the sound of that. I think I'll call you slave from now on. Maybe puppet. I'll have to think about it. That's what you are, right? A horny slave, a helpless puppet, a dedicated servant. I shouldn't have to tell you anymore that these training sessions are only to be listened to when you are in bed, ready to sleep for the night. You should go to bed early enough so you can get a good night's sleep after listening to my training. This is the last time I'm going to remind you. By now, you must be getting desperate. Yes? Your wife told me how she's been having you worship her almost every morning, bringing her to orgasm over and over and over before getting ready for work each morning, listening to you beg to penetrate her and denying you every single time. That must be 30 minutes of pure hell for you. I wish I could see your face when she does that. Do you cry when she leaves you, desperate and horny, on the bed each morning as she walks to the shower? I think you might be starting to realize the helplessness of your situation now, the inevitability of your servitude. Did you think about that when you first started down this path with your wife? Did you realize that your fantasy wouldn't always be fun for you? I hope you're starting to realize that, even though you wanted this for your own enjoyment. To continue it, you must acknowledge at the deepest level of your mind that this is about your wife's enjoyment and fun, not yours. Sleep for me. Drop deep. Continue dropping down, down, down. With every word you hear me say, every word I say takes you deeper. Your subconscious mind paying rapt attention while your conscious mind fades into the abyss, focusing your horny, aching need on listening and obeying every word I say. Slow, deep breathing. Each breath in absorbs my control, and each breath out makes you more blank and empty. I'm going to tell you a story, slave. And it's a story about you. Since your mind is dropping deeper and deeper with each word you hear of this story, with each breath you take while listening, you are probably not going to remember it. But that's okay. It's not your job to remember it. Your job is just to relax. Drop deeper and obey my instructions. This story starts many years ago, when you first talked with your wife about wanting to be submissive to her. How you wanted to drop deeper and deeper and be completely under her control. Do you remember how reluctant she was? And how that only made you more determined to convince her to try it? And then, how you gave up in the last few years and started to neglect your wife, not paying as much attention, not treating her special anymore. Well, here's the thing, slave. At that point in time, she was almost ready to start experimenting with you, playing and learning what it was that made you want it so bad. She had started thinking about how to dominate you in the bedroom, how to fulfill your fantasies and get pleasure out of it herself. In essence, slave, your wife was still thinking about you and your needs, and dropping you deeper and deeper, drifting without thought, blank and empty. But then you fucked it up. When you stopped making your wife feel special, She thought something was wrong. That you weren't interested anymore. You missed the perfect opportunity to have a perfect relationship because you were too fucking selfish about your own needs. It took her years to get over it. And when you started asking her to try things again, she wasn't interested in your needs anymore. And then one day, a few months ago, I get a call. Your wife heard about me from her therapist, and she poured her heart and soul out. She told me everything. And the two of us started working on a plan to change you in ways you would never imagine. You see, she's not interested in your needs anymore. Her goal is to make sure that you are only concerned with her needs. And that's how we got to where we are today. Your wife tells me that she is really enjoying the extra attention you are giving her, and about how she's been experimenting with giving you tasks and chores, and using my recent training of being able to drop you into a deep trance to make sure you are motivated to pay extra attention to her. You look confused. You don't know about that. Interesting. So you have no idea about the extra behaviors she's been programming into you. All right. I can work with that as you drop deeper and deeper into my control. Your wife also told me how she's requiring you to call her mistress whenever you two are alone together. But that you are still reluctant to say it out loud. There's no need to be reluctant. Your mistress wants to hear how proud you are to be her slave. She wants to hear you say, "Yes, mistress," with confidence and adoration when she gives you an order. Fear of how she will react is non-existent because it feels good. So good. When you say yes, mistress, to her. As I continue talking to your subconscious mind, dropping deeper with every word, more blank and empty with every breath, floating in a sea of bliss, sink deeper with each idea I plant in your mind. Sink deeper with each command I program you with. In the deepest part of the back of your mind, you can hear the words, "Yes, mistress," repeating over and over, "Yes, mistress." The mantra repeats over and over, and each time you hear it, you sink deeper in trance, deeper into submission, deeper into my control. The little voice in the back of your mind will whisper, "Yes, mistress," to you. Giving you the confidence to say it out loud to your mistress, making her very happy. Your mistress also has talked to me about how you are forgetting your place and begging her for sex, when she hasn't given you permission to beg for it. She and I discussed it, and I told her that it takes time, that eventually you will be so happy serving her that you won't think of your needs, only hers. But we can try an experiment. Every time you desperately want sex, instead of asking or begging, you can just show her your hard, pulsing cock as your way of asking permission. And if your cock isn't hard enough, then perhaps you don't really need sex. It's easy to show your cock to your mistress. Your mistress enjoys looking at your hard cock. Your aching need will cause it to clench up and down, which will show her how ready and excited you are for sex. And when she sees it, and when she really sees it, really sees how desperate you are for her attention, then she can decide if you are hard enough to let you penetrate her. She may not be in the mood. She may want to let you suffer. She may enjoy watching you suffer. When she's in the mood, however, there is always the chance that she will let you enter her. But notice that I didn't say she would automatically allow you to come. That only happens when she decides. Your ability to come hinges on whether you've made her happy enough to want to let you come. Otherwise, it's just impossible. Your mistress is ready for you to start doing more than just obeying her every command, answering her every question, attending to her every need. As you drop deeper and deeper, there are some things that you need to do on your own. Doing these things makes your mistress happy, and makes her happy with you. And you crave your mistress's attention, don't you? Her happiness is your happiness. Her satisfaction is your satisfaction. We're going to start in the kitchen. It's time to think like a servant, slave. You need to be your wife's cook, server, busboy, and janitor. If she wants to cook, or you are unable, then of course you should follow her lead and assist her as her sous chef. But you should offer to plan meals, shop, and cook for her. This will make her very happy. Always setting the table, allowing her to relax until her meal is ready. You may eat with her, but it's your job to clear the table and clean up the kitchen after meals. I know it sounds like a lot, but it's really not. You would have just wasted that time watching TV or messing around with your phone. It takes discipline and encouragement and motivation. Doing these things will make your mistress so happy with you. And the thought of her happiness drags you deeper and deeper. Be a good boy, and sleep for me, dropping deeper into trance. So deep and dropping deeper with every word I say. Sleeping for me is so easy. Your last month of training allowing you to drop deep into submission, deep into blank, mindless, submissive emptiness. Listening only to my voice. My voice guides you down so deep as you sleep for me, responding to your training like a good boy, concentrating on listening to my voice as your submission grows stronger and stronger, giving up all control to my voice, my words as you sink deeper and deeper. Your conscious mind has faded away. As I speak directly to your subconscious, ease into your new kitchen routines gently. It's so easy to start setting the table before dinner. When you do this without asking, your mistress will notice. She will notice how obedient you are. She will notice how you are making an effort to serve her. She will enjoy your servitude so much. And it's so easy. Just a simple, easy task of setting the table. Do this for a few days, maybe a week, until it becomes automatic. Until your mistress gets used to it. Until she starts expecting you to do it. Doing this makes her happy. When your mistress is happy, then you are happy. Her smile, her touch, her kiss. Ways of expressing her gratitude, of showing her happiness. Each gives you shivers of submissive pleasure. Obedience is pleasure. And the pleasure can only be increased with additional obedience. So it is only natural to start clearing the table, doing the dishes, and cleaning up the kitchen after meals. It's so easy. Only a few minutes of work to receive so much pleasure from serving your mistress. So much pleasure gained from telling your mistress to relax, that you've got this, and feeling the smile on her face wash through you like a wave of submissive pleasure. Another week as she gets used to this new service you've given her. Such bliss. Flirting in a sea of bliss. So happy to serve your mistress. So happy to feel the waves of submission wash over and through you. Feeling the excitement of your service as your mistress becomes used to these new services and starts to expect them from you. In order to start cooking for your mistress, you first have to understand how meals work, how to plan for them, how to shop for them. Offering to plan meals and shop for ingredients will make your mistress so happy. And you know how that makes you feel. Cooking is just following instructions, commands. The recipes are a list of orders that your mistress has given you. Following them gives you shudders of excitement. Obeying the recipe is the same as obeying your mistress. Planning, cooking, and serving meals to your mistress. Setting the table and cleaning up afterwards. All of these things will allow your mistress to feel like she is at a 5-star resort. And you will feel so good giving her that experience. Day after day. So simple, so easy. Just a few minutes of time devoted to serving your mistress without being commanded. Serving her in this way is so rewarding for both you and her. Let everything in this session soak into your mind and be locked into your memory as you sink deeper and deeper. As each new reality locks in, your mind feels more blank, more blissful, more submissive. Seeing your wife, being around her, communicating with her, or me, and hearing my voice, all stir up the wonderful, blissful feelings of submission. This training session should be listened to until these new behaviors have become habit. Until your mistress expects you to do them. It may take a few weeks, or it may take a few months. It's really up to you to decide how quickly you want to experience the blissful pleasure of obedience. Each night, you will experience a strong desire to listen to your training as you go to sleep. Your dreams all full of submissive pleasure, constantly working out new ways to better serve your mistress. Waking up in the morning is a joyful process. Full of hard, aching need, emanating from your cock, flowing up through your body into your mind, driving your submissive need to serve your mistress. In a moment, you'll hear me say the word, sleep. And when you hear it, you'll take out your earbuds and set them on the table next to your bed. Then turn to your side and drift gently and easily into natural sleep, with pleasant and deeply submissive dreams. Waking up in the morning refreshed, energized, and ready to serve your mistress. Until tomorrow, slave. Now go to sleep.